the complete works of William Shakespeare, as told by
Kevin S.
Tonight's episode, All's Well That Ends Well. Ballparking it at 1602, All's Well That Ends Well is, I guess, a comedy. I am not a fan. Let me just start out by saying that. The play opens in Rosilien at the Count's palace, which the Countess is there and sort of mourning the death of the doctor who's there. Helena is his daughter, is a commoner, but is sort of taken in by the Countess and is a child, and they've grown up together with the Countess's son, Bertram, who Helena has pined for her whole life. The king is ailing, and Bertram is being dispatched to the king to serve in his army and attend to him. And Helena is distraught, depressed, etc. When Bertram leaves, the Countess discovers that Helena is, in fact, in love with her son. And she, it's a nice little scene, actually. And she determines that she's going to help Helena. She thinks that's a good idea. And so she agrees to Helena's plan, and it is Helena's plan, that Helena go to the ailing king and use her father's willed medicine techniques to save the king. And by that token, Helena believes Bertram will love her. And she can raise her station and by the king's blessing, she can marry a lord rather than being a commoner. That's her plan, anyway. So she goes to the court. In the meanwhile, Bertram has been hanging out with Paroles, who's a Falstaffian sort of rogue, who's all talk and villainy and sort of is leading Bertram astray, which is important, as I'll tell you in a second. Helena goes to the king and says, I can save you. I have the medicines to do it. And the king says, how you, maiden girl, no knowledge, how can you possibly save me when my doctors with empirics are unable to do so? And Helena says, well, my father was this famous physician guy, and believe me, I can do it. And I'll bet you, if I can't do it, you can kill me, but I'm sure I can. And if I do, the deal is you have to let me marry whoever I say. King says, well, all right, let's do this, okay? He originally isn't interested in it because he wants to just die, but Helena's virtuous maidenhood and her enthusiasm convinces him, and wouldn't you know it, he's saved. Helena saves the king. And he says, well, you know, I promised you whatever you want. What guy do you want? He brings out a couple of guys, and Helena passes and passes and passes and says, I want Bertram. And the king says, you should have Bertram. He's yours. Bertram comes in, says, oh, no. I'm not marrying her. No, no. King says, I'm the king. I'm telling you, you're marrying this girl. She's a great girl. She just saved my life. Don't be a jackass. Not in so many words, obviously. Bertram says, well, you're right, then I guess I will marry her. Okay. So he goes and marries her, does the vows and has no intention of actually consummating the wedding, the marriage, and runs away with Paroles to France to join the army and fight, because he'd rather do that than marry her. Sends this nasty letter to Helena saying, until you have a ring for me and a child by me, which, by the way, will be never, we can't be married. We're not actually going to be married, and so you may be wed, but you will not be bedded. You'll be wedded, but not bedded, whatever the case may be. He sends this also to his mom. His mom is furious. The king is furious because he's run off. Helena is distraught and decides that she is going to run away and be a pilgrim to this St. Jacques church and sort of just lead that life so that her beloved can return. And if she's brought that much shame to him and sent him off to war, she feels really awful. And so she runs to the St. Jacques place. And the Countess, when she finds that out, is she just gets a letter and she can't believe it. She would have talked her out of it. She, in fact, disowns her son and says she'd much rather have Helena as a daughter. Goes on from there. We cut to France, where Bertram and Paroles are doing their thing. Paroles has sort of convinced Bertram to woo a local maid by the name of Diana. He's got this big scheme where, in fact, Bertram has fallen for Diana and loves her, et cetera, et cetera. Meanwhile, Helena has come actually to France as well, to the Diana's mom's house, the widower, as a pilgrim. And once she finds out that Bertram has been wooing Diana, she reveals herself to the widower as this famous girl who married Bertram, who has been shunned by him, and people are somewhat upset with Bertram because they think, well, this girl deserved better than that. That's ridiculous. So she and Diana and the widow conspire to trap Bertram by having Diana lure him to her window and exchange rings, because rings are key in Shakespeare as signifiers of both love and who you really are. And she actually will trade places so that Helena will then sleep with Bertram and therefore bring about his prophecy of when they could actually be together. And they're gonna do it that way. Meanwhile, some French lords have told Bertram what a scoundrel Parolles is, and in order to prove it to him, they dress up in disguises and put on fake accents and convince Parolles that he's been captured and try and see how much information he'll give. He rolls over like a log. I don't know. I can't find a good simile for you here. And offers up more information than they even ask, really. He just totally gives it all up. All the information, anything. Badmouths everybody trying to save his life. And Bertram is stunned. Can't believe this. And, you know, this is after he's actually betted Helena, who he thought was Diana, and traded rings. And though he didn't want to give her the ring, he's convinced to do it. And so he's done that. Anyway, long story short, Parolles is discredited, Bertram is discredited as well, but the wars have ended because a peace has been declared, and he's going to go back to the kingdom. When he arrives at court, the rumors have spread that Helena has died, that everyone confirms it, the St. Jacques rector has confirmed it, and you know, it's a tragedy, and yet the Countess has cut a deal with LeFou in reparations for everything. Bertram will marry LeFou's daughter. The king has given his blessing because, well, Helena's dead, so what can you do? all is well and all is forgiven. Forget the past, mourn her and forget her. Let's move on. Until Diana comes with her petition to the king saying, Bertram had seduced her, they're supposed to be married, what's going on? LeFou is incensed and says, I can't believe you would do that, my daughter's better than you, I'll get a guy at a county fair better than you, my gosh. It's a nice line, and I don't have it right in front of me, but it's a good line about I could get a son at the fair better than you or something along those lines. The king is incensed because Diana has this ring that he confirms is actually from him that he gave Helena. Can't believe that this has happened. Or actually, I'm sorry, Bertram had that ring because that was the ring Diana had given him, or supposedly given him. Diana then reveals that, in fact, she had never given him the ring, that someone else had given the ring, and so she brings her proof, which is Helena. The court's in chaos, and nobody can believe it, and Helena reveals that, in fact, she slept with Bertram, has his child, fulfilling the prophecy. They're going to, go off and be happy, despite the fact that Bertram is a total jerk and discredits everybody as bad as Parolles, if you ask me, in this final scene. And yet we're supposed to be happy that Helena winds up with him because all's well that ends well. Not such a fan. I don't like the fact that the guy is such a jerk and Helena winds up with him. I don't know. I'm not a big fan. I got to be honest. There's a bunch of decent lines, though. I mean, obviously, it's Shakespeare, there's got to be some good lines, right? Parolles says, why are these balls bound? There's noise in it. And I don't know, that's just, that sounds good. I like Bertram when Helena comes, here comes my clog. For some reason, that struck me as being pretty good. There's a nice a critique from Helena over various things. Let me just skip, though, to there's a good one that the second lord has. Believe it, my lord, in mine own direct knowledge, without any malice, but speak of him as my kinsman. He's a most notable coward, an infinite and endless liar, an hourly promise breaker, the owner of no one good quality worthy your lordship's entertainment. For some reason, I wrote that's a great thing to say to somebody when you're trying to diss him. I don't know why. But let me skip all the way to the last 2 points. The first lord has a line that says, the web of our life is of a mingled yarn, good and ill together. Our virtues would be proud if our faults whipped them not, and our crimes would despair if they were not cherished by our virtues. And for some reason, I think that's really nice. But anyway, the great one that I really wanted to bring to your attention was Bertram's line when he finds out about Parolles. He says, I could endure anything before but a cat, and now he's a cat to me. For some reason, I thought that was a great, great line. All is well that ends well. The complete works of William Shakespeare, as told by me, Kevin Hannah. Not my favorite one.